This summer, doctors at Ohio State, including sinus surgeon Dr. Brad Otto, are inserting neurostimulators in cluster headache sufferers to provide relief. In all, up to 120 patients with cluster headaches will receive the experimental device as part of a clinical trial. Welcome, Dr. Otto.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so describe what having a cluster headache feels like.
I think the most common way patients describe it is that it feels like there's a knife stabbing them behind the eye. It's known as one of the most painful pain syndromes known to man, and it's a severe headache that lasts anywhere from 15 minutes to about 3 hours on average.
So up until now, what kind of treatment options have they had?
Most patients go to a headache specialist, which is usually a neurologist, who manages them with various medications. For some patients who don't respond to certain medications, such as triptans, they'll try things like oxygen therapy. Unfortunately, for a lot of patients, they find treatment for cluster headaches somewhat impractical. For example, by the time normal pain medications may start working for them, the headache's already gone by that point. And so a lot of patients end up feeling somewhat helpless due to the fact that there aren't medications that specifically and quickly treat the pain.
And they're probably ready to try anything. Well, what is this device and how does it work?
So I think the beauty of this device is that it is a device that we place under the cheekbone. It's almost imperceptible to the patient once it's placed. And it does allow them to treat the headache, if it works, to treat the headache at the time they're having the pain. It should act quite quickly, and they can use it in repeated fashion. So for those patients who get two or three cluster headaches a day, they can use it about multiple times and hopefully treat the headache each time sufficiently.
So give us an idea of the size and where is it implanted, and then this remote control, how does that all work?
Sure. So the body of the device, which is the part of the device that receives the signal from the remote control, is about the size of a dime. It gets inserted or placed under the cheekbone, and so that's why you really don't feel it once it's placed. There's a lead or a wire that extends back behind the maxillary or cheek sinus, back to the area where there's a node or a ganglion, which is a nerve control center, where the electrodes stimulate that ganglion and hopefully stop the headache. The remote controller actually looks like a cell phone device that you hold up to your cheek when you have the headache, and you basically activate the remote controller, which sends a signal to the body of the device, which ends up leading to the stimulation of the ganglion.
So that's kind of an interesting concept. Has this kind of thing been used before for other things, do you know?
They use similar technology to stimulate other areas of the body. Most stimulation devices you see these days actually have a battery that has to be placed under the skin as well. So I think one of the beauties of this device is that it doesn't have an internal battery, so you never have to open up the incision to replace the battery, for example. The battery is contained in the remote controller itself.
So this is part of a clinical trial I was reading, and in fact, it looked like you were the first hospital to insert it for this purpose, I think.
In the United States, we're the first hospital to initiate the study. We're the first hospital to place the device. But there has been a similar study performed in Europe, and as a matter of fact, the device is being used more commonly in Europe because of the success.
All right. So as part of this study, do you know how long it's going to take before you know if it's working in people, or do you already know that it is?
Well, no. So there is a several-week period where we have to allow the patient to heal and basically get back to normal with respect to the frequency of the headaches that they were having before the placement of the device. Usually we will start the study about 6 months after placement of the device. And so it's going to be quite a time before we figure out whether or not it's working in patients.
All right, so you have this six-month time period, and then you're going to see if it's working. And as part of the trial, how long does the trial go, and then will there be more studies?
Trial is going to last a couple years. After 6 months, we actually have a one-month trial period where we determine how effective it is for that particular patient, and then the research team will analyze the data. We're accruing or enrolling patients on an ongoing basis, and so we just implanted the first patient a few weeks ago, and we'll be ongoing with implanting the device for several months to come. So we're looking at a couple years before we're able to really get any good data.
Interesting information. Thank you. Dr. Brad Otto is a sinus surgeon at the Ohio State Medical Center. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.